Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
It is another edition of Phillies Today. I'm your host, James Seltzer. It is Monday, June the 1st. So we have finally made it through a horrendous month of May, as the month of April wasn't any better, and March not much better as we continue to move forward. Obviously, a lot going on right now in this country, in Philadelphia, where I live, and you know, I'm sure a lot of people listening, if you're a Phillies fan, potentially from here, around here, have family here, whatever. And obviously, just a lot going on right now. And not, you know, this forum is not the spot to really dive into that. But just off the top that, you know, I'm profoundly sad for where we're at right now, and frustrated and angry and upset and all that stuff. And, you know, there's nothing I could do except try and be there and help support people who are going through things, who have to go through things on a daily basis that I don't even have to think about or whatever. I mean, there's so much, obviously, to these issues that are being discussed across the country right now. And, you know, obviously, again, this is a baseball show. We talk about the Phillies and we talk about what's going on with baseball and all that. But just to, you know, just mention that it is, of course, it's upsetting what's happening across our country right now. And I understand it. And I, you know, obviously there are extremes of things and all that you'd like to not see and all that. But I think on a basic level, people are angry, and I understand why they're angry. And it's not my place to tell them not to be angry. All I could do is try and support them and help, you know, be there and not stand by and try and do something. And, you know, thoughts and prayers, of course, with George Floyd's family and everything else going on right now. And, you know, we'll try and do our best here, Phillies Today, to try and, you know, provide a distraction for those who want it and, you know, to continue to do what we do and provide some entertainment, hopefully. But, of course, you know, thoughts and prayers with the family and anyone who's been touched by this. And, you know, just... there's nothing else I could say right now, but I'm here, and I won't be complacent. And I think that we all need to stand up and fight together. And yeah, that's that. So again, the point of Phillies Today here is to provide a distraction, to provide usually some entertainment. Unfortunately, it seems that we're just really spent, and today will be no different as we get from one thing to another. But you know, we spent the last couple months, it feels like, talking about millionaires and billionaires arguing over money, and you know, it seems like nothing matters and nothing makes progress. June 1st, today, was supposed to be the quote-unquote soft deadline for a deal to get done, and boy are we not there. We talked last week about the proposal sent to the players of the sliding scale proposal for an 82 game season with a sliding scale of the lowest paid players taking the least hit and up onto the highest paid players taking a massive hit to their salaries for the season. That was met with disdain by the Players Association and everyone involved. And I do think the owners look pretty bad for offering that out there. And then, so the MLBPA has put together their own counter proposal that, I don't think is going to be accepted well by the owners. Is look, we're running out of time here. And we'll get to this counter-proposal. Jeff Passan, Ken Rosenthal, some good articles about it. We'll dive into that. But I've been pretty consistent through this whole thing. We talked about Bob Nightingale last week. Similar to that, the idea that the thought of I know this is tumultuous right now. I know that it is, you know, there's a lot of animosity on both sides with the players and the owners and all that type of stuff. But I've long been of the belief that they'll figure it out, that in the end, cooler heads will prevail, that the potential for disaster for the sport is so much bigger than the other side of things, that they will find a way to work things out. And I still, look, I still think that we will have a baseball season, but man, they don't make you feel optimistic about it. They really don't. The way they've handled this, the back and forth, the seeming proposals that are just nowhere near anything that is going to be accepted by either side. It's like, you know, it's the whole negotiating good faith thing. It's like, you're not negotiating good faith because you're only presenting proposals that make you happy and you know the other side isn't going to accept. Like, what's the point even? You know, that's where it feels like we're at, that it's like, what's the point? These two sides seem so far apart. And again, I'm still optimistic we have baseball, but I'm slightly less optimistic than I was last week. And I still believe they will figure it out, but I'm not pounding the table the way I was last week, the week before. Like, it's really starting to get nerve-wracking. Like, we're getting to a point where it's going to be hard for them to make this happen if they don't make some serious headway in the near future. It's bad. It's a bad spot. And again, as we've talked about a bunch of times, they already look horrendous in the eyes of the American public. I mean, baseball, both the players and the owners at this point, in my opinion, the owners far more, but across the board, I mean, everyone looks ridiculous right now. It's embarrassing as a baseball fan to see how this has all played out, that they've done it through the media. They've done it by trying to put the other side down, all these different things. It's just, it's disappointing. It's disappointing. And again, in the end, I think they'll figure it out, but I'm more pessimistic than I was. You know, it does feel like there's a large gap here. Let's dive into what the Players Association proposed in their counterproposal from Jeff Passan talking about it. He said the Major League Baseball Players Association delivered a return to play proposal to Major League Baseball on Sunday that includes a 114-game season, deferred salaries in the event of a canceled postseason, and the option for all players to opt out of a potential 2020 season due to coronavirus concerns, sources familiar with details told ESPN. So, 114-game season, obviously the owners are offering an 82-game season. They are terrified of a missed playoffs. This is addressing that the 114-game season, the players want more games, which is something the owners have been against. Deferred salaries in the event of a canceled postseason, I think I get that. Look, one of the biggest rallying cries from the owners has been the idea that they are scared of a postseason not happening and them losing all that revenue, which accounts for a good portion of the revenue for the season that they have, and so on and so forth. So I understand that. And I guess that's part of why. You're just seeing that proposal. And of course, if anyone doesn't want to play in 2020 due to coronavirus concerns, I totally get that. You know, if you have an underlying condition, if family members are underlying conditions, whatever this or that, I get it. But again, just off the cuff, even before we dive into what I know to be the thing, I would have not expected the owners to have any interest in this type of proposal. Passing goes on. The proposal, which was the first from the union and came on the heels of Major League Baseball's plan that was loudly rejected by the players, comes at a seminal moment as baseball tries to become the first major American professional sport to return. Although the players expect the league to reject it, they hope it will serve as a bridge to a potential deal this week. That is an interesting phrasing. So, again, we're at a spot where each side is offering deals that they know will be rejected, which, okay, I get it. It's negotiation and all that, but it is hopeful, at least, that they think it could potentially be a bridge to some sort of deal. And I think the deferred payment, is my guess, would be a big bridge in any sort of scenario that is used. If the owners can have some sort of deferred payment plan with everything, I think that would be something that could help allay some fears, and something that we've talked about a lot through this time as a potential answer to this question. The article goes on. The 114-game season, which under the union's proposal would run from June 30th to October 31st, is expected to be immediately dismissed by the league. Major League Baseball has proposed an 82-game season and suggested that the more games teams play this year, the more money they lose. The union remains steadfast that the players should receive their full prorated salaries, while Major League Baseball's plan included significant pay cuts that affected the highest paid players the most, but covered all levels. We talked about that, obviously. The article goes on. The inclusion of potential deferrals in Sunday's proposal was an acknowledgement by the players that amid the coronavirus pandemic and unrest around the country, cash flow issues could prove problematic for owners. The deferrals would occur only if the playoffs were canceled, a concern the league has voiced, and would total $100 million. That would apply to players whose contracts call for $10 million plus salaries and include interest to make them whole. So the interest part is interesting. So, look, the players, I think the players putting the deferred thing out there is a start towards that type of discussion. I think that there's a better chance that more gets deferred than less. I think the idea of just deferring the postseason is probably not going to be enough for the owners. We've talked a lot about the idea of deferred payments as a potential way to bridge this gap. The idea that, you know, owners are obviously, you know, cash flow tight right now, potentially because of all that's going on, but that, you know, if you pay them over time, that could work out. Now, granted, I've been very strong in my belief that I think the owners, if they take a hit for a year, they take a hit for a year. As I've said many times, that you assume the risk when you own a team, that you can own the team for the next 50 years. Players can only play for 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 15 years, and that's it. That's all they got. Whereas you and your family, theoretically, can own the team in perpetuity for all intents and purposes. So I think deferred payments are an interesting option, which is important. Passon follows that up, says, deferrals could be a part of any counter from the league, which had not officially responded to the union's proposal on Sunday. With a desire to start a season by the first week of July, both parties recognize that time is of the essence for a deal. While Major League Baseball's 67-page health and safety protocol draft include the ability for high-risk players, those with pre-existing conditions or family members more susceptible to COVID-19, to opt out of the season, the union's proposal suggests that players can do so and receive salary. So that's a twist on that. Players not deemed high risk would be able to opt out but would not receive salary. Other parts of the players' proposal, sources said, include expanded playoffs for 2 years. MLB's proposal suggests 1 year of a postseason goes from 10 to 14 teams. Fine. I don't think that's a big issue one way or the other. A salary advance of $100 million is split among the players during the so-called spring training 2.0 that leads up to the regular season. It's fine. It seems fine. Additional commitment to players wearing microphones on the field and other broadcast announcements. Since that's interesting that's even in the proposal, because that is something the players have fought against for a long time. Maybe the owners, that's something that they know the owners believe is important. I think that's important. I've always supported it. I think it's a lot more fun, a lot more entertaining, provides different insights. So I think that's important. And the last thing is an offer to hold events such as an off-season All-Star game or home run derby to generate additional revenue. So that's nice. That's the idea that they are trying to still contribute in other ways. Ken Rosenthal and Evan Drellick, who've been all over this at The Athletic, also had an article about it. Some interesting details in there as well. Their article. Major League Baseball Players Association on Sunday proposed a 2020 season that would consist of 114 games from June 30th to October 31st. Without players taking any additional pay cuts. As expected, the union did not give ground on players' salaries except to offer up $100 million in deferrals if the postseason is canceled or shortened, according to a source with knowledge of the details. The union also offered to endorse an expanded playoff system for this year and the next viewing as a win for both fans and teams in addition to players. So that is important, that first part, that they're only offering the deferrals for the playoffs. I think that's something that you could see change. I think deferred payments could be one of the keys to solving this issue. It's something where owners can find a middle ground where they can still pay the players what they're due and the players cannot be seen as losing what they were supposed to get, but also the owners are not forced to do it right now. I think that could be a major thing. Article goes on. A Major League Baseball spokesperson did not immediately return a request for comment. The league's position at this point is that the owners would lose more money by playing than not unless the players take a further pay cut. Again, to that stance, as I've said many times, open your books. Show everybody that that's the truth. If you showed the players that you're losing that much money, maybe there would be a different discussion happening right now. So I don't believe that in a basic tone. I just don't believe that's true. But on top of that, there's also we talked about this a lot, but a greater good here. The idea that you own a Major League Baseball franchise. You have a public trust. You have a fiduciary responsibility to your fan base to do what you can to provide them with entertainment, to provide them with a team that can win, and all that and so on and so forth. It is a public trust to own a sports franchise. You're not just owning it for yourself. You're owning it for the millions and millions of people who support that team. So enough about losing money. Enough about this and that. Like, this is something more than that. This isn't just about your business. This is a public trust. It is a bigger thing. And I think that's something that keeps getting lost here. Article goes on. The union's counterproposal coming 5 days after the league's most recent offer includes several provisions that might provide the groundwork for further discussions. This is the stuff we talked about before among those provisions. The right for players to opt out of play in the season if they choose. That's the high-risk thing we talked about. And I think it's important, you know, that they know they're not forced to play. While no firm deadline for a deal exists at the moment, if the season is to begin in roughly a month, a response from Major League Baseball and ultimately a resolution likely would be needed within the next week or so. Deadline spur action, as Andrew Brandt always says. I hope that's the case here. Article goes on. Players want to play as many games as possible. If the sides cannot work out anything by then, they might need to contemplate starting preseason workouts and the season itself later. Obviously, it's a major issue. The union's proposal calls for an increase of 32 regular season games from 82. The 82 suggests in my Major League Baseball, the players want as many games as possible because they are paid on a prorated per game basis. Per an agreement with both sides in March, they are willing to play doubleheaders to reach the proposed number of games. So you would think more games helps everyone. I know the owners are saying it doesn't. I don't know how much sense that makes, but you would think more games help everyone, but I understand the point here that the players are being a little one-sided with the idea of, yeah, we want to play more games so we get more money. That's pretty transparent and clear. Some in the industry believe the league has just as much incentive as the players to stage as many regular season games as possible, even if its initial proposal did not include as many dates. Now, that I agree with. That I don't understand the idea that they're losing money if they're playing more games. Like, you're not filling a stadium with employees. You're not doing this. I mean, you're paying these people when they come back. You're talking about just paying the players are going to lose that much money. Come on. Open your books again. Some in the industry believe the league has just as much incentive as we said. Quote going on. Rob Manfred has this quote unquote. This is from Gene Orza, MLB Player Association lawyer. Rob Manfred has this tendency, which can fool some people, but doesn't fool you if you've been around the block once or twice. And that is, he has something he knows he's going to give you for nothing. But why bother giving it to you for nothing? If you might throw it out there without it and make you demand it so that he can come back and say, well, all right, if you want to do it, I mean, okay, but you got to give me something for it. So this is what he's saying. He's saying, no doubt in my mind, they want more games. They know the players want more game. So let the players ask for more than 82 games. I think the union is sensitive to that. So that's interesting. So he's basically saying the players offering more games here is playing right into what the owners want, which is interesting because that's absolutely not what we've heard, obviously. The article goes on. The union's proposal also includes an additional salary advance of $100 million. We talked about the players already received $170 million before in March when that deal was decided. Much of baseball's revenue is tied up in its postseason media deals, and the commissioner's office is concerned by the possibility that the league might start the regular season but not reach or complete the postseason. If the postseason is canceled, contracts of $10 million or above could be deferred, according to the union's proposal. Teams with large payrolls would receive as much as $7 million each in relief under this system. Deferred payments wouldn't be made with interest in November would be made with interest in November 2021 and 2022. So I'm guessing maybe they could even stretch out longer if needed. The players would also agree to provide a baseline number of commitments to broadcast enhancements, as we talked about. Proposal for off-season home run derby all-star game we talked about. Pay or play, however, still sets up the most contentious issue, as one source put it Sunday night: the clock is ticking loudly. And that's the thing, right? We are up against it. For baseball to be the first sport back, for us to get the season we want, the amount of games we want, the experience we want, at this point, the clock is running. Now, here's the other issue, and this is from CBS Sports, that, and these are the ones that, again, back to the public trust, article by Mike Exisa on CBS Sports. This is the headline. Some MLB owners, quote-unquote, perfectly willing to cancel 2020 season to save money, per report. This is from Buster Olney. Olney says, Sources say there is a group of owners perfectly willing to shut down the season to slash payroll costs and reduce losses. And the disparate views among the 30 teams have been reflected in decisions to fire and furlough. The Pirates' Bob Nutting used the shutdown as an avenue to suspend team contributions to employee 401k plans. Savings best measured monthly in the tens of thousands of dollars rather than the millions that would actually be difference-making for a franchise player, probably worth at least $1 billion. The Oakland Athletics' John Fitcher decided to eliminate the $400 weekly salaries of minor leaguers, which we talked about, which might save the franchise about the amount of the team's unpaid stadium rental bill. On the other hand, clubs such as the Tigers, Padres, Royals, and demonstrate greater humanity with the Royals deciding to play major leaguers. This whole concept, the idea that in this situation where we are at, that there are owners, and again, look, this could be a negotiating play, public negotiating. The owners saying to the players, hey, we're willing to shut it down. We don't care. That could be what this is. But man, the concept that these owners or any group of owners or any two owners who are wealthy enough and status enough to own a Major League Baseball team, one of 30 in the world, to own a Major League Baseball team, again, a public trust with the city in which they own it, millions and millions of fans that support that team, and you're willing to say, screw it, I'm losing money, I'm shutting down? Really? I mean, that's the worst thing that has been done or said by either side this entire time. Owners of teams saying, you know what? It costs too much money. Let's shut it down. At the time we're at, what baseball could do for America, what we need as Americans right now, normalcy and entertainment and distraction, and these billionaires... Billionaires. Again, John Fisher's worth $2 billion. The owners of the Washington Nationals are worth $5.2 billion, and they weren't going to pay their minor leaguers until Sean Doolittle and said a bunch of major league players for the Nationals were going to pay the minor leaguers. And then they stepped up and like, oh, no, we'll do it. We'll do it. David Price had to give minor leaguers $1,000 a month out of his own pocket. We are seeing major league baseball players step up and do the right thing when they have far less money than these billionaires. Billionaires with a B sitting at the top. And these guys are crying poor? Saying, no, we're not going to have a season because it costs too much money? Are you kidding me? Is that a real thing that I am hearing? Is this a real argument coming from anyone with $1 billion plus, you're telling me? You can't afford to suck it up for a season for the good of America? For the good of every single person who calls your team their team? For all the millions of people who root for your freaking laundry and have their entire lives and their kids will and their kids will. They have supported your franchise. Its existence is there because of them. And you have the gall to say, it'll be cheaper to just shut it down. Not okay. I mean, if I were in those rooms, I would be calling for every owner who said that to sell their team immediately. Obviously, that'll never happen, but that's how I feel. You're not fit to own a Major League Baseball team if that's your reaction to this situation. That's how I feel. All right. Again, a lot of stuff going on in the world that's far more important than baseball, but that's what we do here. We talk baseball and hopefully provide distractions and entertainment. We'll continue to be all over this. Joe Sheehan wrote a really good newsletter I want to get into tomorrow. About this situation. He's had a really good voice on this. And again, just continue to follow the situation, see what happens, and hopefully have some fun as the week goes on, too. But right now, it does not feel fun. It does not feel like a time to have fun, as there's a lot going on, and it's important to pay attention and be awake and be aware. But we'll continue to talk about this. Hopefully, this deadline will spur some action, and we have some good things to talk about until... Then we will continue to follow the trials and tribulations of these morons who are fighting in public about billions, millions and billions of dollars while everything else is breaking down around them. Hopefully they can figure this out because it is incredibly frustrating. So we'll be back. We'll continue to talk about this tomorrow and the rest of the week. So until then, stay safe, stay healthy. And until tomorrow, thank you for listening to another edition of Phillies Today right here on the Phillies 24/7 Network.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.